you know how they always show those maps of California being snapped off at the San Andreas Fault?
Yeah.
Could that happen?
Of course. It's going to happen. But it won't happen the way you say it. It'll be from the filling of the caldera. It's from the east side.
Jill, you talked about Yellowstone.
We're moving on up to the east side. And you better get a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Are you talking about the caldera in Yellowstone?
Starts in Joplin, Missouri, and goes over to your house.
So we don't know exactly when.
It's up to you.
Well, what if I didn't want that to blow at all?
Then you'd have rain already. We love your words, and we appreciate your candor, and we're questioning your sincerity, because what you're trying to come to is you're trying to unlegislate outcomes. Well, that's what you're trying to do, because it's not fair for those people in the valley. And we go, oh.
No, not for the valley, but, I mean, this is the food basket to the world. We ship out so much, it affects the world.
And
it doesn't have to be because somebody created it.
Oh.
And so others can overlay or shift it.
Now you got it bubbling. We got it bubbling. And there's an outcome. There's no contest. There's no question. And we aren't even warring it. We're answering it as you go. We've been very precise about this thing.
Okay.
And there's not a question, but there is huge. That property is worth a fortune, but not today.
And where is that property?
East of Eden. That's a geographic place. You can find it.
Okay.
They call Eden from the river. Everything east of the river. East of the river is the worst of it, is it not?
Ion's relating the California scene to the Middle East.
No, we are not. Eden is a specific place in the valley. Four parcels are east of that.
Which valley?
The one you want wet.
And east of that river, you were saying, is...
We're being very precise because this is archived.
I came into this asking about using this device.
Realtors all across the country have their multi-listing maps trying to locate it right now. Now you've created an MLS conundrum. Watch the hits on that. Watch the hits on that spot.
Contracts,
and it'll cause it. And then when they don't care, you can have all the water you want.
Why don't you say where east of Eden is? Or is there a place called Eden in California?
Ion said it's east of a particular valley, and it's the valley that I want the rain in. So east of there, there are four parcels of land. But you guys already covered this.
No, we didn't cover it. We don't know. Ion claims it, but nobody here remembers that. Is there an Eden in California, Ion? An actual place called Eden. Is there a place called Eden?
It'll be in the archives in about a minute.
He's going to put them in there. They didn't say it back then, but Ion's going to put it in there now. He can do that with the cloud.
Aren't we glad there aren't any marvelous creators that are real estate agents,
So we haven't learned anything. Yes. We haven't got any points here. Do you think you've got something out of this, Evan?
I always do with you guys, all the way.
Can
all
you
the way
say it? Can you articulate it? Or will this become apparent in a couple of days?
Oh, I think that it was a very profound answer. I mean, I did just want to know a little bit procedurally about doing small, little miracles, whatever, being able to bring rain. Or like you say, there are people that want an earthquake and get it.
Take a water bucket. You know, a water bucket, a little one. When it fits in your hand, take a little water bucket and go pour water on it. That would help the rain. It makes it moist, doesn't it? and you say it's not enough, and we say, oh.
Whoever's going to sell their land, that Ayin's Tambo, is going to make a lot of money.
Well, they're going to be separated from their land for some money. Yes.
And it's east of the valley. Is it the farmer's land, or is it east of the farmer's land?
The real farmers don't have any land. They just farm. We got to bring this back to Bob. It's really all about Bob, and Bob is going to solve it, Evan. And here's what Bob says about meteorology and rain. The archetypal grid that is in the LaRouche quadrant, when bad things befall you before you do the Lindy, you have to bring yourself back into a position that allows a flow. The flow has to come out of the Dobbs quadrant only, of the tiny
yes.
note chart. If you can't come from the tiny note chart, you can never land anywhere. So your creation is valid, but it never hits the map.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get the rain there. So from the LaRouche quadrant, you're finding an outcome that you don't like or want or desire. And so therefore, you have to blame it on the rain. Oh, wait, no, that's Prince. No, that's the artist formerly known as Prince. And then you come back to that the queen did it. And so therefore, it's the queen, blame it on the queen. Okay, so out of that quadrant, then you have to come to the William Irwin Thompson quadrant, which brings the gap of how ridiculous that quadrant is into something based on something. It's just as ridiculous in the Thompson quadrant. There's no contest. But at least, when you get back to McLuhan, you realize that it was silly, all of it, in the first place or in every
okay.
place. So the answer is, do you want it to rain, yes or no? Yes, you want it to rain. Okay. Once that property east of the river is sold by the third Friday of December, then you're welcome. You can have all the rain you want.
And what is the sale predicated on?
Money.
What's the triggering mechanism?
Contracts that are due that aren't going to be able to be filled, that are going to cause demise of many if they're not filled. That basket that you keep speaking of that gets filled has already been loaned upon.
Why is that contract linked to the rain?
It's not linked to the rain, it's linked to the harvest that you don't have.
Why are you saying the rain will come once the contract is fulfilled, then the third, then the quadruple, bewitching hour, third Friday?
When the contract can't be filled, the loan is called and the contract is due by the quadruple witching hour, which then forces a shift. They'll call the note, and then it will be sold. And then when it's sold, you can have rain. Are you all?
So what's the block in the contract that has to be fulfilled for the rain to come?
The degree of separation is what you can't answer. Why does the rain fall on the just and the unjust? You just do.
You could see it, though.
We told you.
Does it have to do with ownership?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
But I'm just trying to understand a real estate contract and then the natural phenomenon of rain coming back, literally in those terms, and finding that connecting mechanism. Is it because the God people there at that point are in back and flow? Like you said, it's because there isn't a gentle flowing spirit that's going to solve it?
The same thing occurred with Queen Isabella and the Louisiana Purchase. It was a pretty severe drought.
And when she purchased it or when she sold it, then the rain came.
It's doing okay even today.
Are you saying, though, that by me asking for rain now, that the rain that you talked about that you have started, that it won't come until
yes,
this comes?
Yes, it won't. It has come. It's raining right now. It's not hitting the ground. It's blocked. It can't fall.
Is there any radar or anything that picks that up?
Yes, of course. It'll show it. It'll show that it's heavy fog that the system's moving in. And it's just holding it. It's holding. It's holding. It's a supercell. And it's vast, cumulonimbus clouds, 40,000 feet in the atmosphere. Thunder bumpers all over the place. And it's raining, but it's evaporating before it ever hits the ground.
So who is the owner of this land?
We didn't say.
Is it somebody other than the Chinese people?
We didn't say.
How much in fictional money is it worth?
It's like the silver. Sometimes it's $4, and sometimes it's 50, and sometimes it's 16 and a quarter, and sometimes it's 118 times price earnings.
So it's not just raw land, it's a huge corporation then. So it's a corporation.
Power. And you can thank Khaleesi for all this. She's what makes it possible.
Absolutely marvelous. I wanted to help. Just marvelous. You're in my world, Evelyn. Just relax, girl.
Calm down, Khaleesi. Calm down, Khaleesi. Why don't you go into hysterics every time you open your mouth?
It's fine.
You don't like my voice, huh? Is that the problem?
No, I like your voice. I just don't like your hysteria. Every time. Hysteria is fun every now and then, but every time you speak, you end up hysterical.
Bob,
oh, yeah?
Bob,
you want me to play? You want me to tell about the murders?
Bobby,
you want me to mention
Bobby,
the murders?
You like me called Bobby?
Bobby, don't you call me Bobby.
Bobby,
you didn't
Bobby.
Know me in Nova Scotia.
Bobby, now, you have been hysterical all day, starting stuff with Sheila,
I have not
starting
hysterical.
Stuff with Evan, and Sarah, and you know Sarah's on some medication, and you just starting stuff,
I know you're on medication.
She can be as hysterical and big as life.
As you.
As anybody. As you,
Paul. No, I don't get hysterical. You're not reading what I'm typing over in the chat line. There's a whole other conversation going on.
I bet you are, darling. It's okay. It's okay. I trust you, Bob. I'm sure you have the best intentions and desires.
I'll bring Sarah back. You keep that up. I'll bring Sarah back. You got to be on the run again.
She gave a rendition of one of these Bible scriptures and called some people some bitches and S-R-O. And I'm like, Lord, and she is something else. I do like her. I do like her. I said, that was pretty.
Evan, that's not hysteria that we just heard the last 45 seconds.
No, actually, that's you know what, you in the times of like the 30s and the 50s, I mean, that's like a nice, you know, what you got in a hearty laugh. It's nothing, you know, snickering. It's like hearty. It's good. It's like
fun. Yeah, but if it's the only response you can give every time, it then becomes odd.
It's a happy one. It's good to be happy. It's interesting, Khaleesi, to come into your zone in that, because I started in talking about rain, and that's, I guess, is a...
Can you spell that for us, please?
Rain?
Yes.
R-A-I-N?
No. Say R-O-N. R-E-I-G-N. Say that, Evan. I'm helping you here.
Oh, right.
Say R-E-I-G-N.
R-E-I-G-N. The rain is rain.
The rain, once the rain is changed, then you can enjoy water.
What is the aspect that Khaleesi is the central pardon? Is it the bewitching? Because of
the
her,
it basically gave it to you with the rain. Because contracts, when contracts are due, that means you have to pay money out. If you don't have enough money to pay,
so
it's changing of the reins.
If your lungs are short enough, or if you don't have a case of the shorts, then you won't be moved because there's no reason to cause a transfer of rain unless the contract don't place.
So, Maya, if we can't know who owns it, can you tell us who's buying it?
Sugar Love is a matter of public record. You can go look it up.
What courthouse would they have filed that at?
The county seat that the valley is contained in.
And what county is that?
The regular one.
Can I get a zip code?
No, you may not.
Can you give me the certified number of the stamp that they recorded it under?
It's at the title office in San Bernardino County.
That's 4,000 title offices out there.
Got a good place to start then, don't you?
Well, the title office, no, they have to register it with the state.
Through the title office.
Is there some searchable, I need to know something they would have to list. I probably couldn't get a longitude and latitude or a zip code or a cross street. Oh, could you give me a corner?
Here's the problem. This is archived. They are bombing ISIL right now, okay? We can give you the serial codes on the missiles that are being fired right now. And we can tell you what those missiles are going to hit. We're going to tell you what damage is going to do. We're going to tell you which bomb hit where and where it came from and how they felt when they shot it and how they felt when they got swiped by it and on and on and on, on. But at some point, the information superhighway, it becomes questioned. So this is not Kitty Carlisle's version of What's My Line. It's more Betty White's version of Password and Alan Alda, her favorite husband.
When I asked you about the 3-2-1 process, and there was something I wanted, I guess I, in my mind's eye, I thought I wanted, and it didn't happen, and I thought I did the procedure well.
Then neither entropy.
But you told me that I had overworked it or squeezed it or there was nothing left.
That's right. Lather, entropy. You hold something that no other predicated outcome allows. You stop every predicated outcome so it just stays. You basically undid your creation. You uncreated. You can't uncreate, but you do if you push it so far around that you get right back. If you move the clock all the way back to where it is, it's still the same time it was. So if the clock goes around, that's a day, or 12 hours anyway. If that's the case, it is. We can prove it because you can fly till tomorrow till yesterday gets here. You can fly through tomorrow till yesterday gets here. You can. You can. So therefore, you can. So what you're describing here is a lack of the ability to separate yourself from the heatness of the fire. Or back in the old days of Dr. Dean's Tale of Tea, we're going to keep mentioning that until it comes back. Don't worry, you'll hear it again and again and again and again and again. You're going to hear about that until it comes back. And it'll come back, don't worry, just be a second. Then what happens is you find yourself crossways. So when you get crossways, then lather, rinse, repeat. And when you do that,
okay, I was waiting.
Then what happens is you find that this thing that you were pressing to happen, you when it doesn't matter, it happens instantly.
Hello?
Yes. Did you throw everybody else out?
Am I on mute?
No. We're playing as the Victrola's cranking down. We said there was a bridge.
Hello?
We said there's a bridge.
Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear us?
Do. There's a hole in the world tonight.
Hello?
Can you find the hole, Bob?
Yep, just the east of Eden.
No, can you play the hole in the world?
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling, you well?
I am.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. What you know?
Ion, about almost 3 weeks ago, I dropped a 15-pound dumbbell on my toe.
Yes.
In that short, you know, split second of time, from the time I saw it coming down on my foot until the time it hit, to the oh shit moment.
Yeah.
Immediately, I had the thought, not in my world. Something in that nano split second flipped and switch gear came to mind. Now, when that hit my foot, it wasn't nearly the pain I thought it would be. It seemed like the impact of it should have done a hell of a lot more damage than what it did. So my question is, what happened in that split nanosecond? Did I go to another world and come back?
You said it right when you were talking about the switch gear and the split.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the split, it should have cracked your foot wide open. I mean, obviously,
mm-hmm.
cause it should have, but... Mm-hmm. It didn't, because you basically shifted gravity. So the 15 pounds, it falls at 32 feet per second, per second, per second. You literally changed that a bit, so you changed its velocity. Because when it was happening, it was almost for you like it was in slow motion.
Yes.
Well, that's what it really, really, really was slow motion. Matter of fact, you could have reached and caught it before it even hit your foot, but you were panicked about the whole thing because it was a little weird even for you.
I had another experience a few months ago, but it was in my dream state.
And it was faster, we already know.
Much faster, yes.
And then
I had the real experience when I was in Louisville.
Yes. Serendipity is the difference. Serendipity, and that's something extra. That's why you water your flowers.
I don't understand serendipity.
Serendipity is something extra. The reason you water your flowers is you want them to be glorious, yes?
Yes.
Well, that's the reason you provide them something extra. That's what happened in Louisville. Something extra. In the car.
In the dream state, in the car, I rear-ended somebody. I could
yep.
see the car on top of it, and I said,
yep.
not in my world. I'm not having this. I'm changing it. I'm just not allowing it. I backed up,
yep.
and
yep.
then the dream ended. But in Louisville, I avoided the accident.
Right. It was something extra. Serendipity. A little something extra. The purveyance of gravity outside the confines of your reality.
Situations both brought serendipity.
They are.
Just in
example.
A different way.
It's like contracts with your brother.
What kind of contract? A contract between he and I, or are you talking about a legal contract?
There's no difference.
You brought up something I have no clue what it means, a contract with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have anything to do with the hunting lease?
Frick and frack.
That's not here yet, then, is it?
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer. He barely kept his family fed. And then one day, he was shooting at some food, And up from the ground came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tip. There was oil in the slough.
Are you telling me that they're going to be hitting oil on what I sold a couple of years ago, or are you telling me that oil's going to be hit on what I already own now?
Contracts for oil are worth more than oil.
I don't see a contract with my brother for oil in my now.
Okay.
Can you help me? I don't understand what...
Serendipity would allow. Serendipity might allow it. There's something extra.
Okay, so that's what I kind of had a feeling about.
More than a feeling.
The last few months, yes.
And you notice it every time you go to that damn refrigerator. It's the funniest thing we've ever seen. Do you realize how many hours a day you stand in front of that refrigerator and don't do anything except stare in that refrigerator?
No.
Well, exactly. I'm here to stay up in that refrigerator. It's amazing. It's like, you know, if that's the portal, go through it. Just walk through it. It's fun. Don't you think?
Obviously so.
Well, just note it, because it's normal now.
Yeah, I don't even notice it.
Exactly. But it's not even the refrigerator. It's the back of the refrigerator. I mean, do you realize how neat your refrigerator is?
Yeah, I mean, I realized that it needed severe cleaning last week, and this week it's clean, and I didn't do anything. It has a lot of empty Arnay bottles in it.
You're so funny. You're so funny. You're so funny. Desperately needed cleaning.
It did. It was awful. Embarrassing. What is so funny? I don't get it.
It's hysterical. It's hysterical. It's very funny. But that you want to get to see the back of the refrigerator. So, okay, that's fine. It's fine. It's all clean and straight now, so it's all good.
Are you suggesting I pull out my fridge and look at the back?
No, we're just noting your affinity for your refrigerator, period. And we want to feed whatever it is that you find so intrinsically delicious in it to your reality.
Well, do you know what I find so delicious in it?
Certainly not, because we asked you.
Well, there's not much food in it.
It was the back of the refrigerator from the front. When you're looking, you like to see the back. If you put a bunch of food in it, you couldn't see the back, so that wouldn't work. So give us your newest Renew story.
Well, I've used it on this toe, which I thought has healed quite amazingly.
Yes.
I've had a couple of sunspots disappear. Oh, I got these nasty bugs. I decided to not be a princess. I decided to be a peasant and do my own yard work this year.
That's okay.
All the trim, the bushes, it was a lot of fun, but I got some nasty bugs that chewed my arm up pretty well, and the Renew is really... I don't have any scars like I typically do. I typically
That's
keep
right.
scars for about a year, and then they go away. Depending on how these are gone right immediately.
Well, if you didn't have its proper skin, you wouldn't even notice. But because you do, you notice things. But it's all good, honey. No worries.
The night that Robin Williams died.
He didn't die.
Well, when he transitioned. I looked up at the moon. I was at the beach. It was a real pretty full moon, and there were clouds, but around the moon it was very, very clear, and there was a very orange, red, bright hue that was laced throughout those clouds. And what did that have to do with?
It didn't have anything to do with Robin Williams. It had to do with a shift.
I just wondered why his death came to me in that moment, because I wasn't prominent on my mind.
The time between you and that moon was in the time of a shift. That time was also when he was in that transition position.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
See, and they really didn't have anything to do with it. They just happened to overlap. There's more of a connection with Lauren Bacall.
Me having a connection with Lauren Bacall?
Yes. He passed at the same time.
Oh, he passed at the same time. I didn't know that.
Well, your connection was more with her than he.
Why I would have a stronger connection with her, or was there any significance to that?
Say Misty for me.
Clint Eastwood movie, 40 years ago. What was Deb doing the night that movie premiered, Ion, back in 71 or so?
Making out with Leonard Wormser.
That's right, in college. She was in college. Leonard Wormser.
Practicing in the back seat of the Toyota Corolla.
There you go.
And what university were you in?
It was a church sale. It was a Corolla.
Yeah, what university was that, Deb? What university were you in?
Oh, I wasn't in the university yet. I was just a young, innocent teenager.
Oh, the high school. Oh, yeah, Leonard was the first. I remember you telling me about him.
My mother thought he was such a nice boy.
He liked his fond of stereo.
So, Ian, did we discuss what happened in the portal in the bathroom?
Do.
Yeah, what happened, Ian? We're all just staring at ourselves.
It's in the archive. Well, you had to turn the sink on in the second lavatory for in order to open.
We did do that, I thought.
After the fact, and that's when it went wavy. That's when you lost all your conductivity. You couldn't reach anything then, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Also at L'Hermitage, back in 2011, Bob, remember that picture in my camera in between where you're sitting where with James? There was this figure, very ghostly figure, looked like it had lights for eyes, but it was probably just a reflection. And Bob thought it was a projection into the future of him from 2011. What was that photo?
A digital version of Echoes from the Burning Bush. Chuck Wagon Jane.
Oh,
Moses said on
Deb, that's what we do.
Fire from God descended down and set the roadside bush on fire.
Then the Lord did there explain through his servant should remain all the echoes from the bush on fire.
Two.
So please go deeper into why that echo was there at that time.
Residue.
And it was the residue of
Bob.
Residue of Bob.
I said that.
You said that.
Yeah, because it looked like my suit that I had on the other week, a week ago. So it was from the future, like he's saying.
It was a gray jacket. You had on a gray jacket.
Yeah.
And that residue had a gray jacket on.
My blue suit would look like that in that distortion. So it was the night we looked at that picture a couple of weeks ago. That showed up in 2011 via Moses, which I am. I am the new Moses, so it has to go through the burning bush.
Women go crazy over a sharp dressed man.
Every girl goes crazy about a sharp dressed man.
I discovered that women go crazy over me when I'm well dressed.
I'm glad to see that you're getting out of those mismatching Hawaiian shirts and.
Oh, no, he wears it for 3 days. He wears that for 3 days.
That's right. Do you remember, Evan, how my face blushed when this topic came up at Norm's? You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, we have pictures of that.
Do you guys have any opinion about the show Resurrection, about all of these people coming back to life?
Ian says it was badly done. That's been brought up many times.
I don't care for it.
Is that supposed to be the guff emptying?
No.
There is this new device that's supposed to revolutionize the world. I'm sure you guys talked about it already. Let me catch up. It's called the Oculus Rift. So it's talking about a rift between, you know, the physical, and it's supposed to be the most incredible virtual reality goggles to date. Facebook snapped it up for $2 billion. And so I'm wondering if you guys have talked about the VR world, because it seems to be trying to parallel again, the Android meme trying to parallel what the mystery buddy is or something, or trying to say, if we're going to riff ride, why do you even have to work so hard to relax and allow when you can just stay your still disempowered self and just go off into the digital virtual dimensions that they're creating? Is the Oculus Rift trying to mirror something?
No, it is a better version of Smash Brothers.
You get smashed in it because you're actually within their environment.
Smash is the best version for Smash Brothers. That's a game.
It's a game. Cool. So you have these headsets on. If you're playing Smash Brothers, you are actually in the room with somebody trying to smash you in a virtual sense. But does it mirror in any way technology trying to catch up with our meat sack non-physical bodies being able to riff ride?
In the Thompson quadrant.
Oculus Rift mirror. Did you say mirror?
No. Mirror. Drop. Do not. The mirror doesn't apply. I'm just asking if somebody, the Android meme, or I'm just looking at this development coming out, this new environment that they're creating, that you can rift ride and you're non-physical, and they're saying, look, you don't even have to do that.
You can, and then you will. When it becomes normal, then you can. It's like rain in your valley. That's what happened to Barbara Stanwyck.
Okay. What happened to Barbara? She went into a rift with the Oculus?
Al Green is your valley. Big valley. That's very good. All is well.
Well, thank you very much for enlightening us all with issues that will never be completed.
Yeah, go make a new disaster. That's what we're banking on.
Yeah, another Armageddon.
We love it. We love it.
We'll dream of something.
Portal 2. And we'd like to thank Paula Deen for sponsoring this portion of our program.
Bring back the button.
Yeah, watch out for Bob's new single. It's Yo Gotti's version of Nigger Want It. It's going to be beautiful. It's great.
No.
This is Bob talked about it, but this is the now preview of that song. He's got it moving on.
Emanuel Swedenborg wrote a book on Revelations. How close was he to what you have brought forth?
They were playing horseshoes and hand grenades. He couldn't blow his nose. Yes, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.